And then you have Daniel and Ezra, right? 21, 22, 23, 24, right? And Ezra. Those are the 24 books that were included in the canon of the Bible, so to speak. That's Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. They decided it. They sealed the Bible for all time. It's sealed. Those are the Kisvei HaKodesh. And Kisvei HaKodesh, as we know, have special halachas regarding parchment, regarding reading it, regarding how to write it, even regarding how to quote it. The second thing Anshe Knesset HaGdolah did, which is a major influence upon us today, has to do with the synagogue and the service of prayer. Now, during the first Beis HaMikdash, there is an old question among scholars that is debated, and that is, did they have synagogues? A, because the whole system was temple-oriented towards the Beis HaMikdash, so did they, what did they do the day they didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash, which was most of the days of the year? And B, in the shul that they did have, so what did they do? I mean, that you couldn't say that they said Tehillim when Tehillim wasn't written yet. Because a great portion, for instance, of our davening is taken from Tehillim. Did they have a Shemona Esrei? So most of the Rishonim are of the opinion that they had community services, so to speak, and that they said the Shema, which is a mitzvah min HaTorah to say the Shema. But regarding Shemona Esrei, apparently that they did not have that in the first Beis HaMikdash. Apparently that arose when the Jews went to Bavel, when they went into exile. So the Chachomim were mesaken, they codified a system of prayer that would be the substitute for the Beis HaMikdash, based on the Pasuk, Uneshalma Purim Sfaseinu. Our lips will pay or substitute for the animal sacrifices which we are not able to bring, which no longer exist. So that was the substitution of words of prayer for the formal service in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Jews returned to Eretz Yisrael and rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, they brought with them the order of prayer that they had learned in Bavel while they were in exile. And that order of prayer coexisted during the entire time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So that during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there definitely were synagogues, there definitely were shul, and they definitely davened roughly as we daven, and we daven pretty rough. And they had the order of the davening that we have, though they may not have had the exact nusach that we have. And Anshe Knesset HaGdolah were the ones that ordered and edited the order of service and the Shemona Esrei as we have it today. The Gemara tells us that in a later period of time, during the time of the Tanoim, Shmuel HaKotan also wrote the Shemona Esrei. So the Gemara says he did not write it. What he did is that the order of service somehow from the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah was forgotten or fell into disuse because of all of the wars and problems that existed, so he revived it. But he was not the author. The author of our Siddur is the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. And the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah established the order of davening, meaning that we start by saying Birchas HaShachar, the blessings of the morning, and then we say the Psukei Dezimra, the verses of praise in honor of God, and then we say the order of the Shema, and then we say the Shemona Esrei, and then we say the Kedusha. That was all established by the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. And that's the order of service that remains until today. And they authored the 18 brachas, the Shemona Esrei. If you'll count, our Shemona Esrei has 19 brachas.